The law in the UK is now really quite liberal. I've said you can any specialist doctor can prescribe for any condition, which is probably the most liberal in Europe. The problem is getting the doctors to prescribe. Now, some, it's a morality question. They just don't agree with cannabis being legal and just won't prescribe it. But that seems quite unusual. About 80% of doctors are okay with medical cannabis in theory, but actually in practice they won't prescribe it. And they won't prescribe it because of ignorance. And I don't mean that rudely. It's because of a lack of education. They've never been taught about cannabis. They don't know what to prescribe or how to prescribe it or what dose to use.
And arguably we're actually seeing in this debate that members of the public are more clued up on it than the doctors.
That's very true. And there's been a very big campaign during 2018, and many of the families, particularly the families of young children with epilepsy, are incredibly knowledgeable about cannabis, do know a lot more than the doctors. I think from the doctor's point of view, many should embrace that and learn from that. There are some, sadly, who probably are rather antagonistic to patients coming in and telling them what to prescribe and how to prescribe it. But we're in an ironic situation that many members of the public know a lot more about cannabis than most of the doctors.
You talk about an ignorance in the medical community. Do you think that stems from perhaps the taboo surrounding cannabis? And actually broaching that is actually perhaps difficult for doctors to be quite forthcoming when it comes to discussing the subject and perhaps even just engaging in the debate.
I think that's true. Now, after all, for the last 50 plus years, we've had cannabis portrayed to us as bad, anti-establishment, no good for anything, of no medicinal use. And now all of a sudden, the doctors brought up in that tradition have been told, well, actually, for certain conditions, it is quite useful. And I think it does take a little bit of a change of mindset for doctors to get their head around the fact that actually now for some conditions, for some people, it can be quite useful. And I think some doctors, not all, fortunately, but some doctors are very resistant to cannabis for that reason.
And have you engaged in discussions with doctors on the Isle of Man, and perhaps what's the feedback been there?
Yes, I have. I think generally it does seem to be much more acceptable here than it is, I have to generalise, in the UK. I think the medical profession here seems to be more attuned. You know, I haven't taken a survey, so I'm sure there are some people who are very antagonistic to it, and some are very open to it. But I certainly get the feeling that there's more doctors here than in the UK that are willing to prescribe. And what I'd like to see here is the GP population prescribing, that who has been banned in the moment in the UK. It's only hospital specialists that can prescribe in the UK. And I think that, sadly, that takes out half of the medical profession. I mean, why? There's not been any particular groups that know more about cannabis than any other, so why do we exclude half of the profession? I think cannabis is very much a wellness product, a health product, and I think GPs have a very important role to play in prescribing. So if it's introduced here in the Isle of Man, I would love to see it introduced so that all doctors can prescribe, should they wish to.